daily game plan for success. It's Sacks in the Morning, Steve Sacks.
Hi, Steve Sacks here with Sacks in the Morning, and welcome to Monday, the 22nd of May. And today we're going to give it a nice little MLB update. We're going to do this like once a month because it's relevant. I mean, baseball's where it's at. We're right in the throes of the season, so let's get a little bit of a look at what's going on in baseball today. Let's start out with the American League, and of course, we'll start out with the East. What a big surprise. Tampa Bay, this team is crushing it. Everybody in the East is doing well. Everybody in the American League East, folks, is over 500. That means they've won more than they've lost. So Tampa Bay is 32-12, 20 games over 500 right now. What does that mean? Well, if Tampa plays 500 baseball the rest of the year, they're in. They're in somewhere, and they're in with a vengeance right now, because I think they're going to be able to expand this being 20 games over 500. Who knows where they'll wind up? And if you look at this Tampa Ball Club, they're leading the league in average, on-base percentage, and slugging. And get this, the average OPS, it's on-base plus slugging, is .854. Okay, that's what all-star players have. I mean, that's way up there in the stratosphere, and that's what they're averaging on this team. Sick. And that's why they're winning. But that American League East is loaded with talent. Look at Baltimore this year. Baltimore right now is at 28-15 at the time of this taping. And everybody in that division, the Yankees are 5 over 500. And even the Boston Red Sox are 4 over 500. So the American League East is the powerhouse as far as I can see. The Central is just the opposite. You have a lot of also-rans in this division. Minnesota is in first place in the Central. They're at 24-20, exactly what Boston is. That says it all. Minnesota in first place is what the last place team is in the East. So that team just rounds it off with Detroit, Cleveland, White Sox, and Kansas City. All got no shot, all right? In the American League West, how about Texas? What a big surprise they are. I mean, they're fending off right now the Houston Astros, who, when they get their pitching together, actually, they've won 4 in a row and 7 of their last 10. But when their pitching gets rounded off, they would really benefit if McCullers was able to come back and provide some production. But right now, it's the Texas Rangers leading the American League West. And, of course, I call them the California Angels. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Isn't that too long? Why don't you just say the, you know, California Angels like it used to be? Anyway, they're still 500, just like we all thought. We were screaming at the top of our lungs, hey, everybody, you need pitching. It's been that same sentiment for years and years and years, and that's why they're only 500. Seattle and Oakland, nah, ain't going to happen. How about in the National League now? The National League East is beating everybody up, too. They've got some great talent in the East with Atlanta, and how about Miami in second place there? And they're over 500 in a very, very tough division. A little bit of a disappointment has been the Mets. They're two under 500 right now. But I look at the Mets to get better and better and probably challenge Atlanta by the end of the season. The Central, just been a mishmash and a really big disappointment for the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis is not going to stand with being 8 games under 500 at 18-26. This team has just been terrible this year. And one of the biggest surprises, I think, in the National League is how paltry the St. Louis Cardinals have been this year. And of course, in the National League West, as you might expect, the Dodgers at 12 over 500. They're rolling pretty good. They're in a tough division. But I'll tell you what, Arizona's been a big surprise on the plus. San Diego has been a big surprise on the down. San Diego right now at 4 games under 500. Been a big disappointment in the National League. So I think rounding it up and looking at the situation is right now, you got to say Tampa Bay on a huge roll, St. Louis in the National League on a huge down, and I think those are the two biggest surprises in Major League Baseball today. So it's almost like you start out the season and you give it your best shot, you make all the planning that you can, but you just never know. You never can quite tell what's going to happen, and you can't control that. That's kind of like the way it is with our lives right now. I mean, you know, you can plan, you can make your best shot out there, you can get ready for it, and sometimes it just doesn't go the way you feel, but you just got to stick to it. That's why you play 162. Because it's not how you start, it's how you finish up. And that's my short for today. If you like what you heard, give us a positive review, subscribe, and share. Also, remember that the Sacks in the Morning swag is now available on my Instagram site. Go to SaxInTheMorning_podcast. You'll see it right there on the Instagram, and just hit the link. Everything's there, mugs, hats, tumblers, you name it. Take advantage of it.